always, Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Thousands of Lebanese continue to return to their homes as the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire holds. However, Deputy Spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Farhan Haq, tells a news conference that despite the ceasefire, the humanitarian situation in parts of Lebanon is dire, with hundreds of thousands displaced.
Our colleagues in the Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs note that humanitarian needs in Lebanon remain unprecedented, and that we need swift, safe, and unhindered access so that aid can reach those in need. The conflict has devastated lives, with more than 3,800 people killed, 15,800 injured, and nearly 900,000 displaced internally, alongside over 500,000 fleeing across borders, according to the authorities.
That's Deputy Spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Farhan Haq. AP correspondent Karen Shamis provides reaction after a Russian barrage against Ukraine's power grid.
Ukraine's energy chief says the attacks happened across the country, with emergency power outages being implemented nationwide. Speaking at the United Nations Security Council, Ukraine's ambassador to the United Nations, Sergei Kislytsia, says Russia must be punished for its actions and rhetoric.
The response to the Kremlin's current nuclear blackmail and threats must include tougher sanctions and increased military assistance to the party defending itself.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said that over the past 2 days, Russia had fired 100 missiles and 466 drones at Ukraine, saying they were a response to Ukraine using American-made missiles to hit targets on Russian soil, after gaining permission to do so from President Joe Biden. I'm Karen Shamas.
Pakistani police have leveled multiple charges against imprisoned former Premier Imran Khan, his wife and others for inciting people to violence. This follows days of protests and clashes in which at least 6 people were killed and scores more injured. This is VOA News. British and American authorities are investigating why several drones were flying over 4 U.S. bases in England in recent days. As Henry Ridgewell reports, Britain has deployed dozens of troops around the bases amid concerns such drones could be used to disrupt operations or carry out acts of deception and sabotage.
The U.S. military said Wednesday that small drones have been spotted regularly flying over 4 U.S. bases in Britain since November 20th. The bases include Laken Heath, home to the U.S. Air Force 48th Fighter Wing, a cornerstone of its combat capability in Europe. The Pentagon said this week it is taking the incident seriously. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Patrick Ryder.
Installation leaders have determined so far that none of these incursions impact the base residents, the facilities, or the assets that we have on those bases.
Britain has deployed around 60 soldiers around the bases. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
Some Mexican producers are talking about the tariffs threatened by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and how it might affect them, as well as U.S. consumers. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Mexicans are worried that 25% tariffs threatened by Donald Trump could affect entire regional economies if U.S. consumers facing higher prices cut back.
Obviamente, por ende, nosotros tenemos que subir el precio de nuestra fruta.
Avocado grower Fabian Sanabria tells the AP, if they raise the tariffs, we have to raise the price of our fruit. Their own consumers are the ones who will pay more for it. The tariffs could put Mexico into a recession. The financial group Banco Base estimates that for every 1% that Mexican imports increase in price, their volume falls by 1.3%. Automakers like GM, Ford, and Stellantis manufacture millions of pickup trucks and car parts in Mexico. Mexico's Secretary of the Economy, Marcelo Ebrard, says the tariffs would hurt U.S. automakers and raise the price of a pickup truck by $3,000. I'm Jennifer King.
France's minority government may be on its last legs as opposition lawmakers move this week toward a no-confidence vote. In a last-ditch effort to save themselves, cabinet members warned of domestic and international turmoil if the government is toppled. The Prime Minister Michel Barnier, a conservative allied with President Emmanuel Macron's centrist, acknowledged his government's fragile position over a key budget vote in a television interview on Tuesday. The Australian Parliament has passed a social media ban for young children in a law, the first of its kind in the world. It will make platforms including TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Reddit, X, and Instagram liable for fines for systemic failures to prevent children younger than 16 from holding accounts. Meta Platforms, which owns Facebook and Instagram, said the legislation has been rushed. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.